The Magician's Wife. Her hands are worn, palms like creased paper, a calloused map of life without sleight of hand, no magic to speak of. She needs touch to survive, the soft pressure of dough clinging to her knuckles, the care spent to put each hair in place, pins held taut between her lips. The radishes and tulips pulled from the ground leave earth's smudges on her dress, loose thread dangles from the hem. She knows the world through this instrument of no applause. Like the blind, her hands create the world before her, touch by touch, in silence. Sometimes she delights in an imagined crack of the wand, his most prized possession, made a view from the tree at the river's edge. Never has it cracked for her, deigned to leave its mark upon her kitchen, no red pop-up roses or doves reserved for her cold windowsill. Not beautiful enough to be made to disappear, she scuttles about in silence, while he twirls flowers into being, carves the living into puzzles and replaces them piece by piece. And she, in her ache to be included, presses her nose to the glass box, tries to take herself apart, asks to be let in.